在2000年前的那个晚上，天使天君向牧羊人宣告耶稣诞生的好消息。
One night, 2000 years ago, a great company of heavenly hosts proclaimed a good news of the birth of Jesus Christ.
当时他们高声赞美说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
They sing praises and say, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.
今天晚上我们就要一同来思想这两句话的意义。
Tonight we'll together reflect on the meaning of these two phrases.
先看第一句话，在至高之处荣耀归于神。
First, we're gonna think about the first sentence, which is Glory to God in the highest.
在耶稣诞生的时候，正是罗马帝国兴起称霸。版图开始扩张的时候
When Jesus Christ was born, it was a time when the Roman Empire was rising and then their territory is expanding.
圣经提到当时的该撒，也就是罗马皇帝，是雅古士都。
And in the Bible, it's talking about the Caesar at that time, which was the emperor of Rome, and his name was Caesar Augustus.
而从罗马派来做叙利亚巡抚治理那一带以及犹太地的人，名叫居里纽。
And the governor of Syria, which is the person who is appointed by the Roman governor, Roman government, to take care of the land of Judea, and his name is called Quirinius.
这两个人在圣经以外所保存下来的历史资料里面，都清清楚楚记载关于他们的事。
For these two people, other than the Bible, there's many historical documents that's talking about the records of these people.
罗马帝国称霸的时候，都是把荣耀归给自己。
So when the Roman Empire was at its greatest, he was gathering all the glories to himself.
也要求所有的人民把罗马皇帝当作神来敬拜。
And he was also asking for everybody to worship the Roman Emperor as God.
在雅古士都之前，找他的两代的 Julius Caesar 就是历史上最有名的凯撒大帝。
And before Augustus, two generations before the two emperors before the world famous Julius Caesar was him.
今天每年的第七个月，英文是 July， 就是延续拉丁文，从耶稣诞生之前。就以 Julius Caesar 来命名的。
Now every year in the seventh month we call it July in English, which was extension of a Latin word, which was used prior to Jesus was born, and that was named after Julius Caesar.
而雅古士都也有不少丰功伟业。
And for Augustus, he also had a lot of great deeds.
所以罗马帝国就把每年的第八个月改换成他的名字叫 August。
Therefore, the Roman Empire also changed the name of the eighth month every year, and changed that into August.
而且不只是如此，本来七月已经是大月有三十一天，第八个月应该是小月只有三十天。
And not only that, originally the month of July has 31 days, and the month of August has only 30 days.
但把八月改名成 August 的同时。也把它变成大月有三十一天。
However, when they changed the name for the eighth month into August, they also add one more day and make August into 31 days.
那耶稣诞生之前，就是这个雅古士都刚刚下旨要所有的人各归各城报名上册。
So before Jesus was born, it was this August who made a decree and asked everybody to return to their own hometown and register.
这是他彰显统治威权的一个手段。
And this is one of the tactics that he uses to show his authority.
一方面可以帮忙防备外族的百姓叛变。
So on the one hand, he uses to prevent the other people to rebel.
一方面也有助于可以向人民征更多的税。
On the other hand, that also helps him to collect more taxes from more people.
可以说罗马政府是用着把老百姓踩在脚底下的方式来建造更强大的帝国。
So in other words, we can say that the Roman Empire was oppressing its people and using this kind of ways to establish its own ever greater empire.
为的是把荣耀归给自己。
And the whole purpose was to gather all the glory to himself.
耶稣诞生后不久。
However, not long after Jesus was born.
那位得到罗马政府授权担任犹太地分封王的希律王，他怕耶稣威胁到他的王位。
At that time, the king who was appointed by the Roman Empire to rule over the area of Judea, his name is King Herod. He was afraid that Jesus will be a threat to his throne.
他就下令把当时伯利恒城一带所有两岁以下的小婴孩全部杀死。
So he gave an order to kill all the babies under 2 years old in the area of Bethlehem.
在三十年之后，耶稣也是在罗马政府的手下被钉十字架。
A little over 30 years later, Jesus was also nailed on the cross under the government of Roman Empire.
在接下来有将近300年的时间，罗马政府一波又一波大规模的迫害基督徒。
After that, about 300 years time, the Roman government once and again have a large scale of persecution of Christians.
他们想要把耶稣的名字从这世界彻底的消灭，好把一切的荣耀都归给自己。
So that they are trying to eliminate the name of Jesus from people's hearts so that they can gather all the glory to himself.
很巧在这个月的月初，我和我太太有机会去到意大利的罗马。
Coincidentally, this month, my wife and myself have the chance to visit Rome in Italy.
在去之前我并没有想太多。
I will think about much when I...
但是参观一些景点之后，突然有一个很深的感触。
However, after I visited a few tourist points, I have some deep moving in my heart.
我想到耶稣的门徒彼得就是在罗马被倒钉十字架殉道的。
I thought about Apostle Peter. He was nailed backwards, upside down, in Rome.
使徒保罗也是在罗马坐了两次的监牢，最后被砍头处死。
Apostle Paul also was imprisoned in Rome, and at the end he was beheaded.
在罗马竞技场。历史上最出名的不只是那些勇士 gladiator 生死决胜负的搏斗。
In the Colosseum in Rome, the most famous things that happened in that place, it was not just the gladiators who were killing each other to death.
更是有成千上万的基督徒在那里被狮子活活的咬死，或者被挂在木架上活活的烧死。
There are tens of thousands of Christians who are killed and mauled by lions, and also they're burned to death on the wood sticks.
当时这些基督徒被处死，是因为罗马皇帝要强迫他们否认耶稣。
At that time, these Christians are persecuted and they're killed, and because they're forced by the Roman Emperor to deny Jesus.
他要基督徒们把他自己当作神来拜，把荣耀归给自己。
The Roman Emperor wants the Christians to worship him so that he can gather glory to himself.
这些皇帝成功了吗？
Do you think these emperors succeeded?
历史学家都同意一件事。
All the historians all agree.
不但罗马帝国消灭不了耶稣在人心里面的地位。
Roman Empire cannot eliminate the name of Jesus from people's hearts.
反而是耶稣征服了整个罗马帝国。
On the contrary, Jesus actually took over all the people's hearts in Rome.
今天罗马竞技场是一个废墟，是因为人们改信耶稣基督之后，这个竞技场废弃不再使用。
Now the Colosseum in Rome is becoming a piece of relic because people do not use it anymore because people have become Christians.
以前我不知道一件事，这次很惊讶的看到。
And there's one thing that I didn't know before, and this time when I visited, I realized.
在罗马竞技场当中，以前皇帝所坐的位置之处，今天树立的是一个十字架。
In the Colosseum, before when where used to be the seat of where the Roman Empire's emperor seated, now is they place a cross on it.
我觉得这个十字架特别有意义。
And I really think that this is very meaningful.
以前那些罗马皇帝都是想把荣耀归给自己。
In the past, all these emperors, they're trying to gather glories to themselves.
为了这样，他们试图要消灭、要夺去耶稣基督当得的荣耀。
And because of that, they tried to eliminate, they tried to take away all the glories that's supposed to be given to Jesus.
但这些皇帝一个个都成了过去的历史。
And we know that now all the emperors have become history.
如今长存在罗马竞技场当中的是十字架。
Now, the only thing that's left in the Colosseum is the cross.
见证着神以他的爱来征服人心。
So we can see that this cross witnesses that Jesus uses love to overcome people's hearts.
最终得着荣耀的仍然是神。
At the end, the only one that gets all the glory is God.
我们接下来看第二句话，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Now let's look at the second sentence, which is on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
耶稣诞生的时候，老百姓的生活一点都不平安。
When Jesus was born, people's lives were not secure.
罗马皇帝一下个人人都要报名上册的命令，约瑟和玛利亚就必须把原来的生活全部放下。
The time of Roman Empire, when the decree of census was ordered, all the people, everybody, including Joseph and Mary, they have to drop down everything that they're doing in their lives.
他们从当时所住的拿撒勒去到约瑟原籍所在的伯利恒。
And they have to go from Nazareth where they lived, to where Jesus came from, which was in Bethlehem.
距离大约八十英里。
And they're about 80 miles apart.
今天八十英里不算远，开车大概多久？
So nowadays, 80 miles is not a big deal. So when you drive, if you drive, it takes about
一个半小时、两小时
an hour and a half or 2 hours.
但当时约瑟和玛利亚可能只有一匹驴子可以骑。
However, back then, for Joseph and Mary, they probably only have one donkey to ride.
玛利亚又即将生产。
And Mary was about to give birth.
学者认为他们走这一趟可能会要花将近一周。
So scholars all agree that for they to travel such a distance, it's probably going to take them about a week.
到了伯利恒，想必是因为从各地回来要报户口的人特别多，客店都满了。
So when they reached Bethlehem,it was probably because all these people came back to register. All the inns are full.
如果是你是我，落在这样的处境，心中会有平安吗？
If this were you or me to be in such a situation, do you have peace in mind?
那天晚上，野地里的那些牧羊人也好不到哪里。
And same thing for all these shepherds in the field.
当时多半的人都很穷。
Most people at that time were pretty poor.
这些替别人看守羊群的牧羊人收入很低。
So these shepherds, they don't have a lot of income.
工作辛苦，晚上还得轮班睡觉，轮班看守羊群。
They do a very hard work at night. They still have to take turns to keep watch of the flocks.
从政治环境来说，也是相当的不安定。
From even the political situations, we can see that.They are not in any better shape.
无论是分封王希律，或者是罗马政府，都让百姓时时感到不安。
Both the appointed king Herod or the Roman government make those people feel very insecure.
每次一发生个什么事故，都会有人遭殃，人头落地。
Every time something happens, someone has to encounter some misfortune or get killed.
对这些牧羊人来说，日子过是过得去。
So for those shepherds, they could make a living.
但有很多的无奈，也没什么盼望。
However, they don't really have a lot of help, and they don't have a lot of hope.
看来这一生就只能这样子过。
And they feel like their life is pretty much just gonna be like that.
不止自己如此，恐怕在一两代的子孙也是如此。
And this is the same for themselves, and also for the next few generations.
但是在那天晚上。
However, at that night,
当他们在野地看守羊群的时候，
when they're watching the flocks in the field,
突然有位天使向他们显现，
there's this angel came to them,
并且报给他们一个大喜的信息。
He gave them the news of great joy,
说有一位救主降生了。
They said that the Savior was born.
这群牧羊人就成为了第一批听到这好消息的人。
So these shepherds, they are the first people to hear the good news.
诶，可是为什么神报好消息不挑更有身份、更有地位的人？
So do we know why God chose these people instead of more important people to spread the good news?
为什么要选这么一群 牧羊人。
Why he chose the shepherds?
我们不知道，但是我们从牧羊人的反应当中看到有几个可能的原因。
We don't really know. However, we can probably guess some of the possible reasons.
第一是他们在时间上有空处给神。
First, we know that these people, the shepherds, have time, give space in their time for God.
在寒冷的夜里，一般人都只想待在自己的屋子。
In a cold night, most people wanted to hide in their house and keep warm.
就算天使显现报好消息，可能也懒得出门。
So even if the angel came to spread the good news, they probably wouldn't want to go out.
心里会想，谁知道是真是假？
And they probably think that, well, how do I know this is real?
就算是真的也没有那么急，等到白天有空的时候再去看。
And even if this is real news, I can probably wait until tomorrow when it's bright and warmer, then I'll go out and take a look.
我们今天很多人也是一样。
And for today for us,
我们觉得自己很忙，没有时间给神。
We feel like we're so busy, we don't have time for God.
今天在座有很多年轻的孩子，现在连孩子都很忙。
And we see a lot of young kids with us, and we know that even young little kids are very busy nowadays.
忙功课，忙这个活动，忙那个活动。
They have homeworks, they have activities.
我们为自己的事情忙碌的时候，总会想，反正今天没空，还有明天。
And we are busy for our own things, and we always think about that. Well, if I'm busy right now, I'll probably find some other time another day.
我们会觉得关于神的事情都不急。
Because we always think that, well, there's no rush for things for God.
结果是人因为自己的忙碌而一次又一次关掉了自己可以早一点领受好消息的门。
So a lot of us, because of our thinking of being so busy and didn't have time for God, we lost the opportunity to know about the good news earlier.
而这群牧羊人在寒夜里已经在野地里放羊了。
For these shepherds, in the cold night, they are taking turns to watch the flocks outside.
他们听到天使所报的消息，他们愿意去。
As soon as they heard the news from the angel, they are willing to go.
不但愿意去，而且是急忙就去。
And not only were they willing to go, just like in verse 16, they hurried off.
他们去就找到了。
They went and they found it.
不但找到了，还立即四处去传扬好消息。
And as soon as they found it, they went around and tell everybody about the good news.
神拣选牧羊人的第二个可能的原因是他们在心中也有空处给神。
The second reason that God chose the shepherds was probably because in their hearts they gave space to God.
他们有的不多，比较贫穷。
They don't have really much because they're poor.
他们就越发珍惜好消息所带来的盼望。
Therefore, they treasure even more of the hope that the good news brings.
我们只要看看过去五十年一个一个时期北美华人信主的历史。
If we look back in the past 50 years and look at the different stages for the North American Chinese Christians, how they come to Christ,
就会发现什么时候人比较容易信主。
And we can find out at what kind of situation people are more likely to accept Jesus.
不是事事平顺，什么都有了的人容易信主。
It's not those people who are in good terms and then everything is going their way.
而往往是那些刚来美国，生活比较艰苦，物质条件比较差的，那些人比较容易信主。
And to the contrary, it was those who just came to the U.S. They didn't have much money, and then they don't enjoy much material enjoyment. And those people are more likely to accept Jesus.
当然，我们可以完全从社会学的角度把一切都归于心理方面的因素，这也是有点道理。
However, of course, we could go from the perspective of sociology. We can attribute all these reasons to the reasons of psychology, and this could be reasonable.
但是不可否认，很多人不认识神，是因为满于现状，觉得自己没有需要。
However, we can also admit that a lot of people, they do not know God. It was because they are very content with what they have, and then they do not think that they have anything else in need.
他们无心寻求，也不肯付代价去寻求。
They are in no desire to seek, and they are not willing to pay a price to seek.
耶稣是诞生在伯利恒。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
但是伯利恒城的人对他的诞生似乎是浑然不知。
However, people in that town seems to have no idea when he was born.
耶稣降生之后，又有几个博士专程从东方来寻找他。
And when Jesus was born, there are magi came from the east to seek him.
耶路撒冷的人都听到这个消息。
So the whole people in Jerusalem knew about this news.
然后也知道旧约的确有清楚的预言说救主会诞生在伯利恒。
And they also knew that in the Old Testament there are prophecies clearly talking abouthow the Savior will be born in Bethlehem.
但是非常奇怪的是，耶路撒冷离伯利恒这么近。
However, what's strange was that it was pretty close for the people in Jerusalem to go to Bethlehem.
山地的人听到这些消息之后，没有一个人来寻找耶稣。
However, people in Jerusalem did not. None of those came to worship Jesus.
我想神拣选牧羊人真是有道理。
So to me, I believe that there is a true reason for God to choose the shepherds.
因为他们除了在时间上有空出给神，他们在心中也有空出给神。
Because not only do they give time to God, they also leave space for God in their heart.
所以在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，是指着谁说的呢？
Therefore, we can understand who the Bible was talking about when it says, on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Who are the people?
谁是神所喜悦的人？
Who are the people that the God favors?
谁能得着神所赐的平安？
Who is going to receive the peace that God is giving?
是你吗？
Is it you?
你相信是你吗？
Do you believe that it is you?
很显然，神喜悦的人是像牧羊人一样的人。
Obviously, the people that God favors are people who are like the shepherds.
是像约瑟、玛利亚一样的人。
They are like Joseph, like Mary.
他们活着的目的不是把自己放在第一。
The purpose of their lives are not to put their selves first.
他们生命的目标不是把荣耀归给自己。
The goal of their life is not to gather all the glories to themselves.
而是愿意把时间、把心中的空处归给神。
There are those people who have time for God and who give space in their hearts to God.
他们愿意被神使用，愿意顺服神的引导去行。
They're willing to be used by God and they're willing to be obedient to God.
就算这一生永远卑微。
Even if for their whole life they're going to be insignificant.
他们也不在意。
They do not mind.
他们庆祝耶稣降生的方式是谦卑地献上自己。任凭主来使用。
The way they celebrate the birth of Jesus was to humble themselves and to give themselves to God to use.
所以这些愿意献上自己，将荣耀单单归给神的人。
So for those people who are willing to give themselves to God and to only to God.
就是神所喜悦的人。
They are those people who the God favors.
也就是会领受神所赐平安的人。
And who they are the people who are going to receive the peace from God.
每年的圣诞夜，大家都很喜欢唱平安夜。
Every Christmas Eve, people like to sing Silent Night.
我们等一下也会唱。
We're going to sing that too.
但是希望唱的时候，你能够想起这两句宣告。
So when you sing,I hope that you can remember the proclamation that the angel made.
会不会背?
Can we memorize those?
在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。